We've been this morning out to catch some crayfish. It's a gorgeous day. We've been over to the lake, and all around the lake there were, I think, about four or five baskets left with food in them to catch the crayfish. James, they're quite a pest, these crayfish, aren't they?
They are, because sort of back in the early last century, we had a bad plague of a crayfish plague. So our native crayfish were dying out, and so some wise fellow decided to import American signal crayfish into our waters, not realizing that they also carried this crayfish plague. As well as that, they're also quite voracious eaters, so they eat all our frog spawn and our fish eggs, and so actually they are vermin, really. And so it's a terrible shame that we've got to cull and eat them.
We went out, and in actual fact, I mean, I feel somewhat emotional, a little bit guilty for them, because they're sitting here in a bucket and they're all sort of looking up at me as if they'd like to pinch me very hard. Yeah. Pinch to save their lives, really. But I was told quite categorically by the chap who sort of fished them out with us that he would have to kill them anyway, because they are literally destroying our own wildlife in the waterways.
Yes, then they're really not great for our ecosystems and our poor own little crayfish, which are smaller and weaker. So I think with things, food like this, and same with pigeons to a point, and you know, it's okay. You can eat them without feeling guilty. It's not foie gras. It's
no.
Right, it's so just as delicious in my book.
We've got here a pot of boiling water. They're related, crustaceans. And we're in my kitchen, if people are wondering what the sort of knocking, banging. And behind me here, you can hear, is a bubbling pot of water. That's bubbling away there. So we're going to drop them into... we're not going to put these into fresh water to cleanse them, because one would normally cleanse them to stop them tasting muddy.
One would, yeah.
Yeah. But because we've fished them straight out, we're just going to drop them into the bowl and we're going to eat their tails. But if I'd picked them maybe 2 or 3 days ago, we would have left them fresh water, and that would have cleansed out any muddiness in them, and we could have used them for a bisque as well, because they're very fishy, apparently.
Yeah, they're amazing for bisques and risotto or pasta, or, you know, incredibly versatile, like any crustacean. They're like baby lobsters, really.
Foraging's become really in at the moment, hasn't it?
Yeah, which is great. I mean, everyone's whining about not having much money, so it's good that you can go out and find some food for free in the streams and ponds of the countryside.
I heard as well that lots of people have been gathering in mushrooms from Epping Forest. That's the dishwasher going off. We'll empty that in a minute. It always seems to time itself beautifully, saying whenever I'm doing something busy, it beeps to go off. I've heard about wild mushrooms being sort of foraged to death. Have you read anything about that?
Well, it's not quite mushroom season. Well, I think morels are in at the moment, but mostly mushrooms are obviously in the autumn. It's quite... you've got to be careful. You've got to know what you're doing with these things, because, it was a few years ago, the writer, and his name is going to escape me, who wrote the... Horse Whisperer, Nicholas Evans, was feeding his friends a dinner party and gave them all dodgy mushrooms. And, I mean, they all nearly died. They had kidney failure, they're on dialysis. I mean, it was really bad. So if you're not quite sure what you're doing, I'd stick with things like crayfish as opposed to mushrooms when you're foraging.
That sounds like really good advice. So, right, we've got a salad here. So we're going to dress this salad with some lime, I think, and maybe a little bit of chilli, some baby plum tomatoes. But we don't want to completely overpower the fish.
I mean, it's quite a delicate flavour, these crayfish. So you don't want to start whacking in big things that are going to sort of fight with it. But obviously... chili obviously goes incredibly well with things like crab and lobster, so it'd be crazy not to do that. And then lime, obviously a natural accompaniment with that. So we've got some avocados as well, some lovely leaves, and these plum tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, which I'm going to pop one in my mouth now. And a bit of chili, which I've already said. And garlic.
Yeah, not too much.
A whisper of garlic.
That sounds like a whisper of garlic. Right, we'll say goodbye to these boys. Boys, you're on your last few minutes. I know they're a pest, but I feel quite emotional about it. Well, as we've been on a break, we've been chopping up some bacon. It's free range, I think, just very slightly smoked. And we've got this, it's really, really on a hot heat here. You can hear this. We're going to get this really crispy to go with them.
Yeah, it's looking absolutely brilliant. Bit of back bacon from around the corner.
Yeah.
I think it'll go nicely with the crayfish. You wouldn't want it too smoked, I don't think, because it might overpower the delicate crustacean, but I think it'll be good.
And Douglas has just literally arrived. And Douglas, you arrived, and you just said that you don't do cooking, but you do eating, so you're going to have lunch with us. What do you think to this combination of freshwater crayfish, bacon, chili, we said a whisper of garlic over sourdough? How does that tickle you for lunch?
Well, I'm just sort of admiring the sort of coral hue of this wonderful shredded bacon and thinking that it's going to react absolutely wonderfully with the chili and these intensely annoyed crayfish that are just scrabbling to exit and have really one exit only, and that is into the pan, basically. But yes, as I'm involved with a hangover today, that is my general state. I'm thinking this is going to be an absolute cure in the most sacred way.
That's fantastic. Now, we've opened a bottle, and it had to be done. I mean, the crayfish were from Pittsford, and we've opened a bottle of one of the wines, local wines. What are you drinking there?
I'm drinking a limpid rosé, in fact. It's absolutely delightful. It's got a hint of pear about it, pear drops, in fact, and slightly confected, but in a really buoyant way, in a way you'd want to actually attack a pick and mix counter. The grape variety, I believe, is...
Is it a Solaris? I don't know, it's a Solaris. Help me out with this.
Saval, yeah. I think the winemaker.
We're just looking at me because it's actually my family's vineyard, and I should actually know the answers to all of this. But there's actually quite a few new varieties coming out.
It's a new one to me as well. I didn't taste this before, so it's a delight to immerse oneself in this. It seems everything is basically angled towards curing the hangover.
Well, first rosé of the summer as well.
Is that the first? Sorry, say that again.
It's my first rosé of the summer, which is always quite an exciting moment.
So is this a declaration of summer now?
I think that was it, yeah.
Right, well, this bacon is just crisping up really beautifully because we've left a lot of the fat on it because a lot of the taste is in the fat. And I know everybody thinks, oh, fat's so bad for you and not to have any, but this is just going to really... put some really full flavour over this. Sourdough has been in the oven and it's actually just cooling down on the table. I'm going to slice that sourdough and toast it. And
Could fry the sourdough in the bacon fat.
You're choking over there. Is that because you're just thinking about your arteries?
I'm very excited, actually. I choke when I'm excited, so it's going to be fine.
Right, well, we'll
getting there.
Listen at this. It's just crackling away. Oh, that's
it is
wonderful.
It's one of the great sounds and smells in food is sizzling bacon. Well, it's what, as you said, was the thing that stopped you from being a vegetarian. It's bacon sandwich.
Irresistible.
Were you once vegetarian?
No.
No, I was vegetarian. Oh, the shudder.